Williams, a Republican, lives at the eastern edge of the Prospector neighborhood. He says his background is in the energy industry.
I have worked as an engineer on energy plants throughout the world, and also worked for Rocky Mountain Power's parent company, PacifiCorp, for several years, managing generation and also trading energy. And at this point, I'm with an organization called the Western Electricity Coordinating Council. And my job basically is kind of like to be an FAA of the transmission lines to make sure everybody's lights stay on in the whole Western United States. And we moved here 3 years ago to take that position in Salt Lake City, and I fell in love with Park City.
He said he decided to run because no one else was stepping up as a contender for Council Seat D.
And no one seemed interested. Some people suggested that I take this opportunity to run, and I'm a firm believer in the democratic process. Nobody wants to show up to a football game where only one person shows up. And so I see a great opportunity to have a positive race in a very positive county.
Williams said he believes in a county that will be sustainable and use resources wisely while also encouraging economic growth. And to someone with a strong financial bent, he said he'd like to see the county maintain a more stable budget.
But if you look from either 2011 to 2014 or 2012 to 2014, almost all those measures in percentages are about 3 to 4 times the rate of inflation or demographic growth. The demographic growth in the counties around for population is around just a little bit over 2% per year. But if you look at the budget, they have increased in the last 3 years almost 5 to 6% per year. So you get a total growth of about 16%. In some of those items, and those are the ones that I think we need to get in line, and we need to make them steady over time. The other research I've done is go back and look at it even earlier, back to 2003, back to earlier years, and I think what you see in the budget is a lot of up and down items come in and out, and I think the taxpayer and the members of the community are better served by a steadier budget.
Finally, we asked him if he's been watching the discussion about the proposed Tesoro pipeline through Summit County.
My history in energy is a little different from the base production of fuel, but I have been watching that carefully, and I look forward to seeing not just the companies assure us that everything will be safe, but that they'll provide the data and the means for the public to be able to assess that.
Craig Williams, Republican candidate for Summit County Council Seat D. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.